Okay, so we're doing a Psachim. Psachim Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Small little Gemara. Okay. And the tricky part with all these sigils, I mean, it's about Vayerbay Motzei, Bior, Bittel. Problem is like they're all kind of related. And to really do it, to do them really well, you got to know, do all the positions about Bittel and Bior and the Dereis and the Rabban. And I'm kind of want to avoid doing that right now. Okay, there's that Ran, that's really the beginning. Ran, the beginning, Ran and Rashi, the beginning of Masechta, that's really where that's at. But let's try to see what we can get, you know, just a little bit. This is like hopefully a one day and out type of sugya. I have one or two ideas here, maybe. But let's see. Chomesh Nachal of Mapola, Sarikim Avor. So if you have chomesh that a, like a rubble heap or whatever, fell on top of it, a building collapsed, whatever it is. So now the question is, do I have to dig up the pile in order to get my chametz, in order to destroy it? Right? So it says, no, it's like it's destroyed. Okay, that's like it's destroyed. It's basically under, you know, under rubble.
Beer means destroyed?
Yeah, mevor, they removed, destroyed. Yeah. Beer chametz. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol She'ein HaKelev Yachal HaChapes Acharav. So it depends.
It's only
if the dog can't get it. If it's not deep enough, if it's really close to the surface, and they think, or the pile of rubble isn't so deep, that a dog could easily excavate it, so then it's not sufficient just to leave it alone. But then you have to really get rid of it. You have to either get your dog, or dig it up, whatever it is. Okay? Yeah. Okay, so the Rambam Pirshanai says that he's just explaining it. Okay.
It's not like a different.
No. It's not different, he's explaining. I'm pretty sure I said that. Yeah, he's just explaining it. And it turns out from the Gemara, you'll see it's three tvachim. It doesn't just mean you get your dog and check it out.
It's three tvachim.
Right, so it's three tvachim. If it's three tvachim deep, then you could leave it. If it's less than three tvachim, then you have to get it. Then you have to dig it up. Because that's why it's three tvachim. It's based upon the dog. That's in general. You know, dogs like have a sense of what three tefachim they take the hand breaths. Yeah, apparently that's the shear of when how much a dog will go down and get it. Okay, so far so good. So that kind of makes sense, right? The thing is on the ground. There's the idea of destroying chametz, removing it from sight of man. I mean, if you bury the thing, I mean, whatever, it's buried. Right? It's totally out of anything. It's on the ground. It's totally removed from any man's world or something like that, you know? So the thing is, that's sufficient. That's sufficient to basically to get rid of it, to destroy it. Right? That's what we do with our corpses. That's what we do with old Sefer Torah. I mean, it's buried. So now here, it's not even actually burying it. The stuff falls on it, but whatever, it's the same thing. Right? Okay. Any question? Amaruchista, Yitzorach Shivata Baliba. You have to be Mavatla. Believe. So you say whatever. You do Bittel. Okay, Bittel says you nullify it. Say it's like offer the Ara. I don't want it to exist. But like we say Bittel, you know. So you have to be Mavatla. Rashi. Why? Why do you have to be Mavatla? Why isn't it already destroyed? It's already Mavur. So it says Shema Yifakeach HaGalvimoid. And it's over, Allah. Because maybe you're going to end up undoing, like digging up the hill on the Chal on Yantif. And then there's going to be a piece of bread, and it's going to turn out, then it'll be over on it. So it's good as long as it stays on the ground. But it's like a chashash, it's like a zera. And the Ran says, like a drabanan, do it right, so you don't have to, it's a mavur. But it's a chashash. Maybe the thing is going to get uncovered. The royal piles of rubble don't necessarily stay there forever. So there's a chashash. It's on the chashash, so you do is you do bittel this way, right? When it comes into existence, so you've already been vatal it. And you've already been vatal it, so now it's basically, even when it comes into existence, it's not yours, you don't own it, you don't know anything. But when it's on, right? When it's on the ground, you don't need the bittel, because it's just not, it's nothing, it's not there. But when it comes to your, it's preventative, it's the Rabbana is preventative. Turn that to Meiri, maybe we'll do this. But he considers that. But he also brings down the possibility that maybe really even the oraisa you need a debetel, because there's an isser of if you let's say baru by matzah. So could you hide your chametz? Could I dig it and hide it on the ground? It's still yours, so you can't. Bal yatmen, it's called. You can't hide it. You can't store it on the ground. I mean, that's basically just putting your underground storage facility, and that's you're selling the chametz. So, but if you're matmen chametz, if you hide away chametz, that's still bal yerba matzah. You're still over. So you could argue that in this case also, it's like it's hidden. So if we have to move out a lot, so you're not chayev to dig it up and burn it or whatever, because whatever, you're not going to come to eat it. So there, but still, it's hidden. He said, "No way, it's like stored on the ground." So he says, "He's the debetel to make it that you're not really storing it, but that you're whatever. It's just there." It seems like that's machlokas miri and the Rashi and the Ran. Rashi and the Ran hold no. That's it. It's gone. You don't have to. That's not the same thing as storing it, right? Why can't you in general just do the biur? Why can't you just do biur in general? What do you need to do? What do you need? Why can't you just do betel? Right. So you may find it, and then you may want to eat it. Right? I mean, a different shatim, but let's say it's because you can't just rely on betel alone. But you have to. Maybe you'll find it. And what?
You can't rely on
betel. No, you can't rely on betel alone.
Oh, okay.
Right? You can't rely on betel alone. This one says that really, not totally, really betel alone would be enough. But the rabbanans have demanded that you also do bedika. You also get rid of it. Because look, maybe a person's not going to do betel properly, or maybe he'll come to eat it. So he says, they said, they mechayiv you to really get rid of it. To get rid of it. The Ran, it's the first Ran on Aleph Amad Aleph, Daf Erev. What? Well, it's in Alakachu. I mean, it's a big piece, but it's in the paragraph Alakachu. I mean, it's hard to go through. But it's basically, it's like you're not allowed to just do Minotaur would be enough just to betel. Just a betel, you could sit there in your house and just a betel. What betel really means is it's like nothing to you. But people aren't going to do that well. And maybe they'll come to eat it. Even if you do betel, if it's just sitting there, maybe you'll come to eat it. So the Rabbanu will chayv you to do bedika also. But it's saying is, if the thing is already on the ground, so it's saying is, you could say that there's not... The whole thing is a Rabbanu altogether, demanding that you do bedika. That you actually beer is bedika. Bedika means you search it out and destroy it. So that itself is a drawbone. So now if you're going to say, yes, yeah, so now really it's already on the ground. So really it's like it's destroyed. Now you're going to say, maybe I'm going to dig it up. And then what? And then maybe I'm going to come to eat. If I already did betel, then the rice, I'm fine. It's just the chashash. The whole idea that I have to do beer altogether is a drawbone. So now it's covered up and it's already destroyed. So now it's going to be like zero if I say that I have to do beer. But if I didn't do bittel, if I didn't do bittel altogether and I just leave it, then it's a zero deraisa. I may end up being over by your vayavotzai. Because if I find it, so now it's going to turn out that I'm going to be over by your vayavotzai because I never mvatel it. All I did is relied on the fact that it's mavor, that it's destroyed, that it's on the ground. But now I find it, now it's going to exist. So now I'll be over by your vayavotzai. So it's a zero on the deraisa that you have to do a bittel on the thing. Even though technically speaking it's mavor right now and there's no bayar bayamotzei, but if you find it, then it'll be bayar bayamotzei. So Rabbanan goes there. But you'll say, so why when Rabbanan goes there that maybe I'll find it, therefore I should have to do bedika? What I'm saying is the home demand of bedika itself is only the Rabbanan altogether. So now even if you find it, then if you're worried that maybe it's going to come out and then you have to do bedika, that would be like zero. So that much they don't have a chayvi. I guess it means, look, in general it's on the Rabbanan. It's rubble. It's just nothing. It's non-existent. You know, the thing's on the ground, totally on the ground. Basically, it's like you relate to it as non-existent. And that's why it's mavor. It's destroyed. You don't say, I have chametz sitting under the pile of rock. It's rubble. It's covered. The only thing is, there is such a thing as rubble being cleared out. There's such a phenomenon. I don't know how often it happens, but there's such a phenomenon. So the Rabbanon are saying is that, let's say it gets cleared out. You're going to be an Issa Deraisa. So the Rabbanon didn't want that. So the Rabbanon Machai of you... That you do betel. Just in case. I mean, I guess the chametz exists. It's not like it's non-existent. It's just that it's totally removed from man, and that's considered biur. It's mavur, so that's sufficient. And you're not over on Barabai Matze, but it is a physical substance. So I can be Mevatel the thing, even though it's there. And Mevatel is saying is that even if I have no, you're expressing, whatever, however Bittel works, you're expressing that I have no relationship, no desire, no anything for this stuff. Even if it does become exposed. In other words, the Chometz is to me is like dust of the earth. I become exposed, it's like dust of the earth. I don't care what happens to it. It's totally dust of the earth. But if I don't do that, that means really I desire the chametz. I want the chametz. It just happens to be on the ground, so I can't. I have no access to it. But then the second it comes up, oh, there's my chametz. Then I'm going to be over by
Matzah.
Ownership is not, it's technically you own it, but the ownership is like a certain relationship between you and the chametz. So the saying is, once it's mavur, so then it's saying is that's there's no relationship anymore. It severs the ties. So it's like it's destroyed. Iri learns, it sounds like Rashi learned Deraisa, that's it. Deraisa, you're not over. You're not over by your matzah right away unless you undig it. Why? Because it's kimavur. So it means is the thing is totally removed from man. So that's not by your matzah. By your matzah is a relationship between you and the object, and as long as it's kimavur, it's on the ground, it's totally covered up, so there's no relationship. But maybe there will become a relationship, and that's what you're choshish for, so that's why you have to do, that's what you have to do betel for. But the Meiri learns that he says there's a thing of Yabalyatman. And it seems like he's basically, there's such a thing as storing chametz on the ground. There's such a thing as hiding things away. So just because it's on the ground, it's under a pile, doesn't mean that it's not yours and it's non-existent. So in terms of ownership, you still own it. You still own it. It's just that, apparently the Rabba, and that's why you have to vetel. In order to stop that, it's just that you're not chayiv to search out and destroy. You're not chayiv to go that far. That's similar to what you're saying. Because if you still own it, so then you're chayiv to bittul in order to do because bittul. But then you should be chayiv to bedika because you're always chayiv to bedika, right? Why you well, so? Then you say arikim mavur will mean that you're not chayiv to do biur because it's already covered over on the ground. You're not chayiv to uncover it in order to destroy it. It's already there. It's the extent of the chiv the Rabbanon of going search and destroy. So it's enough out of your way that the Rabbanon won't chayv you to do it. So it's like you have the deraisa of betel because it's hidden, and you still relate to it because there's such things relating to something hidden on the ground. But the Rabbanon is not, doesn't apply.
It's still there.
Right, so it sounds like the chiddush of the Miri, though, I think, is that. I guess so you have the case of hidden chametz, but like you would simple pshat as you say, if you hide it on the ground, then you say still relate to it as yours. You're on the ground bread storage, whatever. But if the thing gets crushed under a pile of rubble, then simple thing is it's totally removed from it. You know, he's learning this simply the state of being on the ground and no way removes it from man. Because look, it's a difference, it's hidden. Such thing as hidden chametz. I had got there on purpose or by rubble. Who really cares? The point is, it's just hidden chametz. So he's learning that intrinsically, you really would be over there, right? So that's why you have to mevatel. The whole difference, the only difference is insofar as are the mechayev you to go, to undig it. If you have in storage, of course you're chayev to, because you store it in a way that you can access it. But it's probably rubble falls on it, it's hidden, you still relate to it, but it's hard to get. So therefore, the Rabbanu mechayev you to start going and undigging it and whatever.
Right.
Sounds like that's his question. The halachos is that do you say it's considered like a definitely if you hide chametz on the ground, you're definitely over an ownership. But do you say that if it's hidden on the ground, if it gets crushed under a gal, under a pile of rubble, makolas, do you say that that's defined as different and that's removed from man? Or do you say no, the same thing? It's just the state of the thing being under rubble. Sounds like, I mean, the Meiri is not sure. He sounds like he brings up both of them, both possibilities. Okay, so now we have something where it goes further. It says, the Tana, Kama Chafish HaSakelet, how much is it that the dog will dig up, search it? Shosh Tvachim, 3 Tvachim, that's on Laman Alphim base. So 3 Tvachim. Amar Le Rav Acha Bered Rav Yosef Le Rav Ashi. So the halacha is that if you're a shomer, so you have to guard someone's stuff, right? Someone gives you a thing to guard, so you have to guard it. So how do you guard it? So it says money is the hardest thing to guard. Or money, the only way you guard money is by burying it. Okay, burying it. I guess they used to not have safe deposit boxes or bank accounts or whatever. So what do you do with money? You can get lost, someone can take it. It's just the kind of thing that is very easy, very portable. So the thing is, the only way to really guard it is to bury it. Okay, you have to bury it. Okay, in fact, the Rashi says, Ksaf Nishal Pikadon, if it's placed by you or deposited by you, in Lam Shmir El Bekarka. And lo nas in the karka, if you don't put it in the karka, avdub, and then it gets lost, pshia hi yatzlo. V'chayev, the shomer chinu, chayev pshia, so that's considered pshia. So if you just put money on your table, someone asks you to wash their money, hold your money, and you just leave it on the table, and it gets stolen, or it gets lost, or whatever, that's considered pshia. Because money, you gotta basically, you don't just leave money around. Okay, it's too much to just leave money around, you gotta bury it. Okay? So the Gemara wants to know, so do you say, just like here, you need three tefachim, like the dog shear. So to buy money, you need to bury it three tefachim. Right? What would you think? You need three tefachim by money, just the same as you need by chametz, or different?
It's hard to see the avenue, right?
So the question is, what's the comparison? Why would I think, by chametz, I need three tefachim, because it has to be totally removed from man? What you're saying is, by the Shmira, it's not likely to be totally removed from the man. I mean, I can get it, I just want to hide it. So why should I have to say that in order to hide it, I have to hide it more than three tefachim deep? No one knows where it is. It's not like it's going to be totally outside of a man's world. Just an idea, it has to be guarded. So what's the, whatever's guarded. And it's similar to what the Gemara says. Right? I mean, the Gemara answers, it says, no, amarle yahacha misham recha. So chametz smells, and dogs can smell up the chametz and they'll get it. So therefore, you need to put three tefachim under, so the dog won't get it anymore, right? But hasam, but by the money, it's just a matter of covering it up from the eye of the thief or whatever. So why would you need three tefachim? It's not like a dog is going to smell the money and dig it up, excavate it. The dog doesn't smell money. So if that's the case, he says there's no reason why you should need three tefachim there. Just a matter of covering. One more line. I mean, so the question is, what's avmina? I mean, why would I think it is? But then it says, v'kama, and how much do you have to actually bury the money? From our papa, misichra tefach. You need a tefach. Which is a little strange, because isn't this whole point now here that all you need to do is for it to be covered, so that you don't see it? So now also, what's the sense of having a shear? Why do you need a shear? Just say cover it. Right? What's the sense of a shear? If once you have a shear, say three tefachim. I mean, the whole point is that you don't need a shear. The point is just to cover it. Right? So what's the idea of a shear of tefach? I understand the shear if you want to be destroyed or whatever. But now if you're just saying, well, it's a matter of being covered, so just cover it. Right? Why are you giving a shear to it? More importantly, we have to define what's the abaya. What's the abaya of whether you can save three tefachim of Pesach of chametz applies to the money? Maskana is a good point. I mean, I understand dogs getting chametz because it smells, but dogs don't get money. So what's the whole havmina to apply the salach of the dogs to money? Right? I mean, that's really the question. What's the ibaya here? What's the sense of the havmina? It's a pretty out of the blue question, you know? It's like kind of weird. The whole question's weird. It says, oh, while we're mentioning burying things, you need chametz to be buried three tefachim before, what about burying money? While we're on the subject of burying things, you know, it's like a strange, sounds like just some free association, which is asking you buy it, and it turns out, no, that's not the same thing. Like, where's that coming from? Like, why, you know? It's just like one bringing out other cases of burying. I like to do, and you have to do it. I think about methodologically, it would be good to do, is to show how this sugya, which says three tefachim, presents, if you think about it, there's two ways to learn it. And the one way to learn it, it will naturally extend over to the money. And the other way to learn it, it won't have anything to do with the money. And therefore, the Gemara is asking whether the halacha applies by money or not. You know, because it's trying to probe what's the idea here. It's not really asking because of the money. I mean, there's an argument about the money. But it's a natural question which comes about from here. In the loose sense, is it a universal halacha or is it a particular? But I mean, it has to be, of course, what's the universal, what's the particular, you know? But it's not just because they're just associating and wondering what about other cases. it's based upon that would be not if you could do it. I mean, that's what I think you should try to think about. See what's going on. Is maybe there's a good question? What's the shot in this idea of three tefachim? Is it A or B? If it's A, it's going to be by money. If it's B, it's not going to be by money. You know, so that will help give insight into what's going on here. So maybe like this. This is similar to what Levi's saying. So what's pshat in I need three tefachim? It says if it's underground under Mapola, it says Kamivor. So it says when if it's three tefachim. So what's pshat? So you could say like this: is that what makes it Mavor? What makes it Mavor? Right, is that it's defined as being on the ground. Whereas Mavor has to be like an objective thing. It can't just be because I don't know, whatever, I'm not going to get it. So it's objectively because it's defined as being, there's things which are in man's world, which are above ground, and the things which are on the ground. Now, if I just put something on the floor and I put a little cover on top of it, it's still above ground. I put a cloth on top of it, it's still above ground. That's true, I can't see it or whatever. Or if I put a tiny bit of dirt on top of the thing. But you'd say it's still above ground. It's true, maybe there's whatever. But in other words, there's such a thing as something being on the ground. And then there's a thing as something being on the surface of the dirt or covered over by a little bit of dirt. But there is a chalos of being on the ground, being buried or whatever, buried. In order to be buried, there's a certain quantity, a shear, at which something is defined as on the ground, as being buried. Okay, it doesn't just come about the second you put a little bit of dirt on top of a thing. There's a shear, there has to be a shear. Because obviously, a centimeter or whatever, that's not defined as on the ground. And obviously, if it's 10 to 6 feet under, it's on the ground. So you have to have a shear, at which point the thing is defined as being not in our world, just covered a little bit, but it now becomes defined as on the ground. So you could. So one way to learn is that why do you need three tefachim by Pesach, by Chametz, is because what makes it mevuar is that it's defined as being on the ground. And you need a shear of on the ground. And the shear at which you say something is on the ground is three tefachim. That's the shear at which, that's what the Gemara is talking about. And why is that the shear? Because the dog. The shear is determined by a dog, because if it's something which within three tefachim, dogs readily access. So therefore, that's basically still defined as being above ground. In other words, once something is outside of the dog range, then you say it's on the ground. Once it's within on the surface of the ground, then dogs could get it, so you'll say that's not really on the ground yet. Then it just, accidentally, it's a little bit below, there's some dirt on top of it, but it's not defined as being on the ground. So the dog is just relevant because that's the way we create a shear of when something is defined as being on the ground. So it's not because we're saying the dog's going to get this chametz. It's more general than that. It's the idea is that the part of the ground which dogs access is defined as above ground. It's the surface of the ground. And the part below that is defined as on the ground. Now the way you do bior, what makes the chametz mevor is that it's defined as being on the ground. That's what makes it mevor. That's why it's non-existent, because it's defined as on the ground. It's saying that on the ground is the din of mevor. So what's the shear of being defined as on the ground? Three tefachim. If that's pshat, so then when it comes to karka, to money, so money, there's a shmira of money, which is bekarka. Right? Ein lo shmira lo bekarka, which means they're on the ground. The only shmira of kasaf is to remove it from man's world and make it on the ground. So if you're telling me that this Mishnah is telling you that the shear of underground is three tefachim, so then as long as it's not three tefachim deep, then it's not on the ground. Now it's true, dogs may not find money underground in one tefach or two tefachim because it doesn't smell or whatever. But who cares? That's not the point. The point is that in order to do shmira isn't just a practical measure. There's a halacha of ein lam shmira l'bekarka. So the din of Elam Shira Lubakarka doesn't just go by do you think it's safe. It goes by does it have a chalashem of being nikvar, of being buried, but bakarka, of being underground. So if you're telling me that our Mishnah is teaching us from a chametz that the din of underground is defined when it has a shlosha, that's the shear for being defined as underground, then by money also. Laimani also, two tefachim, it's covered. It's not a matter of practically whether it's covered. It's the question is, did you give it the chal Hashem Shemira? And the Hashem Shemira is defined as bekaka, as being underground, and the shia that has a shia to it. So the shia is three tefachim. So therefore, it'll be the same thing there. That's the havmin. The Gemara is saying is, no, that's not pshat. Really, you don't need three tefachim to be underground. Really, it could be underground at a tefach. He says what the Gemara says. It has to be a shear. Someone knows. Even by the karka, that has to be a shear. A tefach, it's really defined as on the ground. But by Pesach, the reason why I need three tefachim is not because it's not defined as on the ground. But by Pesach, by Chametz, the din of Bior, it doesn't help just to give it a status of on the ground. The Bior of Pesach is that it's removed from man's realm. And that even if something could technically be underground, but if a dog could smell it up and eat and get it, so that's still not removed from man's realm. So it has a chalashim of being underground. That's true. And by money, that's it. It's underground. It's out of sight, out of mind. It's totally, it is underground. But by Pabach Chametz, even if it is underground, it's still not mavur. Because mavur, the chalashim of underground per se, doesn't create the din mavur. The din mavur comes about. It demands that it's removed from man's access. And since if a dog could just smell the thing and pick it up and bring it to man, that's not defined as mavur if it's only one tefach under. So even though by money, where the whole thing is just a matter of it being underground and removed from man's sight, and it doesn't smell like anything, there's no whatever, so now it's removed from man, at one tefach. Right? But by chametz, where we're dealing with it being removed from man, and one second. Maybe there's a better way to say it. Another way to say it. But let me say, so I'm saying is that it's saying that he's learning is that the shear of three, the maskana, is not a shear of on the ground. It's not a shear of being on the ground. On the ground is its own thing, it's that one. But the din of three is at what point you could say, mavur is not just the chalashim of on the ground. Mavur means it's removed from man's access. And removed man's access means that man is never is not going to get it. So it's only when it's three tefachim and dogs can't get it that it's removed from man. As long as the dog may dig it up, then you can't say it's removed from man. So that's the question. So what's the relevance of the din of a dog? Is the dog the universal measuring rod for what's defined as underground? Nothing to do with chametz per se. It's just because that's how you define underground, and bior is when it's underground. Or no, the universal measuring rod is really one tefach. The dog is a particular halacha in chametz because the idea is that it has to be removed from a man, and as long as my dog can get it, you can't say it's really removed from man, even if it is underground. But it's still not removed from man because the fact that dogs may get it. So the dog getting it prevents it from being mavur, even though it may be underground. Right? That's the Gemara's concluding. That's the Gemara's maskana, is that it's not the three, is not a shear in being on the ground. Really, what is the shear? The Gemara says, also, what then is the shear? A tefach. Tefach is defined as on the ground. So three is not a shear being on the ground. It's already on the ground. But three is a shear, at which point you could say it's totally removed from man, and now nachai divadika. As long as the dog could get it, so now you say it's not totally removed from man, and it's still accessible, and then a person still relates to it. The say is like by chametz, you need two things. It has to be removed from man, but that removal from man has to be objectified. It can't just be you hide it in a good hiding spot. It has to be objectified. So underground is an objectified thing. The way that you objectify being removed from man is through the fact that there's a state of being underground. So the question is, what's the three from? Is the three stemming from that chal shame of being underground? Or is the three? No, the chal shame on the ground already exists. The three is stemming from the practicality of it being removed from man. So if it's objective, the shame of three on the ground needs three, so then it's even made by kesef, by hiding the kesef. But if no, the really on the ground exists already at one, and that's just a matter of a shear insofar as its removal from man, because that's only because of the fact that that's the idea of chametz and say it smells, and therefore you need that three. But by karkol, you need by kesef, all you need is to be on the ground. Because the Gemara knows that by kesef, it's not just enough to hide it, right? Because it says ein lam shmir lebekarka. So let's say I have a good hiding spot. It doesn't matter. There's a halachic. The halacha is koveya. The only shmira is that it's karka, bekarka. Now, what's defined as bekarka? There has to be a shear to that. The shear can't just be I put a little dirt on top of it, so there has to be a shear. So this definitely means you need, there's a technical method of shmira of kesef, and that's defined as making it bakarka. Right? And therefore, there definitely has to be a shear. And that's what Mar says in the answer. What is the shear? Tefach. And if the shear were three tefachim, I don't care if no robber is going to see it at one tefach, but you don't go by what a robber is going to do. It has to have objective chal shem. So it's saying that's what Mar thought, the three tefachim is telling me that's objective chal shem of bakarka. So then it would be the same thing by here. Kamashma, no, the three is really a particular of your chametz. But then the Gemara says, oh, so then what is the objective chalashem of being a karka? What's the shear for that? So it says, oh, tefach. Tefach is the shear for that. And that's what you need. That's what you need by kesef. Here, you need more than that objective chalashem. The chalashem alone isn't going to make it sufficient for beer chametz, because since chametz has a smell, even if it has a chalashem of mavor, you're going to have to make sure that the guy's not going to access it, and dogs will smell it and bring it up, so that's not really mavor.
So,
I mean, Aaron's saying a different svar. I mean, I'll explain to you what my svar is in a second, but saying a different svar. I was thinking of this also, is that you could say that the din of underground means removed from man. And what the Gemara is showing you is that that chal hashem is relative to the item. This is a you were kind of suggesting originally, is that the chal hashem of being underground is not an objective chal hashem, but it's a relative chal hashem. So for money to be underground, it's underground that it's afach. For food, which has a smell to be underground, it's underground the three tefachim. Whereas the Havimina held that the shame of Bakarka is an objective across the board of Hashem. Karka means a certain part, and the dog is just telling you how you objectify the Hashem of Bakarka. Places which dogs get is not defined as underground, and places they don't get is defined as underground. Kamashmala, no. The definition of underground is objective. I'm sorry, it's subjective. It varies per object. It's not one definition across the board. It's a subjective definition of what it means to be on the ground. It's really a question in what exactly is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel coming along to do. Because the Mishnah just says, Chomesh Lom Kuala starting Mavor. That's not a common size. Underground is Mavor. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, it has to be dog. Under the level of dog. So what's he doing? Where is he coming along with that? What's wrong with just saying, under Mapolas? So what's he doing? So you could say he's saying, well, what does it mean under Mapolas? Under Mapolas means it's buried. What is buried? He's giving a shear to the objectively, what does it mean, buried? So if that's the case, then the same thing by then applies to Kasaf. That's what buried is. There it's buried, here it's buried. Buried is an objective thing. Three Tvachim is defined as buried. The dog. But or do you say, no, he's not doing that. He's not telling you what buried means. He's telling you is that the whole idea here is because of Chametz, of Mapolis, is because it removes it from man. And if a dog could get it, then you can't say it's removed from man. It's like, another way to look at it is, what's the problem if the dog could get it? Is it that if the dog could get it, then it's not defined as underground? Or no? So it could be underground. It's just, if a dog could get it, you can't say that I'm over by Rabbi Motzi, because it's basically accessible. It's not because it's a universal thing that dogs... What dogs get is not underground. Really, dogs get is underground. It doesn't matter if the dog you get it, it's still underground. It's one tefach deep, it's underground. And the Hamina is defining underground based on dogs. What's underground? It's not based upon an objective measurement, it's based upon the function of dogs. Maskana is saying, no, underground means a tefach. Once it's any measure, breath, a hand breath underground, that's defined as underground. It doesn't do with the function of dogs. Underground is defined by size. And the idea of three is based on the function of man being able to get it. It's another way of looking at it is, what's the shear, another outcome of this thing, which maybe is fundamental, I don't know, is what's on the ground? The universal shame of buried. The universal shame of buried just based upon an objective shear, like it's distant from the earth, and then a tefach is the basic distance from the surface of the earth. Or do you say that din of underground is based upon like accessibility? As long as a dog can get it, it's not defined as buried. Because you're using the dog in the universal definition of what something means to be underground. You define underground based upon just a distance from the surface of the earth, and the basic minimum shear of the distance is the tefach. Or you say, as long as something is within the domain of dogs, then that's not really defined as underground. And the din of three tefachim is just based upon the idea of dogs. Yeah, but I'd rather look at it in terms of chametz. But it just does seem to be. It turns out that they're defining the universal of underground differently, right? So I guess we'll stop here, and I guess next week. Next week we're going to go to bir chametz. I think bir chametz is machlokas and revealing chametz. What do you have to do for bir chametz? Sreifa or? I think maybe I'm going to do the Rav Chaim first. I mean, I'd like to. It's based on the sugya about machlokas of what's considered bir chametz, sreifa, or even throwing and crumpling up and throwing into the wind. But I think I'm going to do the Rav Chaim first. It's Rav Chaim on Chametz Masa. I think it's the first one.
The first one?
First one, I think. I think it's the first one. It's the one about Bir Chametz B'Sreifa. Pretty sure it's the first one. And then Rav Chaim. So I think I'll start with that, and then we'll, you know, it's references to the Gemara. So, yeah, the Gemara is based on the Mishnah and Chaf Alef. Yeah. Okay.